Y si lo ata es el git por
better put pagal bandi
bolle pagal bandi pore thanda ache baire bagalbandi ki coat debo ha bagalbandi ki coat ki debo
coat tai bhalo
ha
Darling daughter, my daughter, you can receive Diksha today?
Yes, Harinam.
She already received Harinam and Gopal Mantra.
Harinam Diksha today?
Yes. Today she can.
Anyone?
Daughter. Shyamarani. Chota Shyamarani.
The daughter.
You have two daughters?
No, my wife has other daughter in Germany, but Shyamarani is with me in Miami, you remember?
She was here. Yes, she came yesterday, and I told her that your daughter. No, no, no. Take this. 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 Kitchen. The Golokul. Gopinath, these are the Gurukuli?
Yes, yeah. Yes, Gurukul people, everybody. From, you know, our Brazilian family of Gokula.
Okay.
Someone was, someone.
They come in 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah. You can wait here. When all of you are there, then let me know. Okay. How far is that fine?
Huh?
How far is that fine?
3 hours.
3 hours, huh?
Yes, but all are good and professional.
But some are not initiated yet?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. They come 3 hours from here, Gurukul, from ISKCON Farm. Can you imagine? And the Rakhiyo is 4 hours.
How many?
I don't know, there is two more are coming.
They're coming from there now or they're staying here?
They're staying here.
Three people don't have good initiation. I can also.
Okay.
One devotee here.
Yeah. Inside, everybody can sit.
Huh?
Here, that's a call.
Inside?
Yeah. Better inside, more warm.
Yeah.
Here, that's to sit on the floor.
Thank you, Papa.
Did you ask Maharaj about Ujjvamilamani? He was ready with that?
Oh, no.
You ask him, but you have some time. Not issue. Gurukul is, they're all here?
Let Gurukul come first.
Now Guru wants to meet with them.
Yeah,
yeah. Gurukul is ISKCON Gurukul. They have come from ISKCON farm. They have come from the farm of ISKCON. And they told them, don't come and meet Srila Narayan Maharaj.
They will not return now?
No, that is off to ISKCON. But they have come to your programs and they have come this morning. They want to ask you some question about initiation.
Oh, Prem Priyajan. How are you?
Okay. I'm okay, Gurudev. By your grace, I could come here.
Your wife has divorced you?
No.
I want that. You should divorce or you should divorce. I have not left my home that you will again return back.
In the last moment, I got ticket. In the last moment.
What?
By your grace, in the last moment before the festival, I got ticket.
Bolche last moment he received ticket, so he will come on a day of certainty. Last muhurte o ticket paye chhena asad jonno.
And I did not need
that
visa for
Brazil.
Okay,
but I want divorce.
But many lectures you told everyone no divorce.
Yes,
I will make sure.
Prem bolche apni lecture bolen ekbar diye hole divorce kokhono korbe na, tole amader divorce korte kora bolche.
Now, Gurudev, yesterday he said, if Gurudev says take poison, have to take poison.
After your class, I remarked something. Do you understand?
No. Apinana Kaila Dharma or Sikanana Yaya Siddhanta Gita Bhagavata.
You can and some others. Others cannot. Don't lost your life. Be totally towards me. Why I don't know. Being so learned scholar, everything. And you fell in the dark way. We have given rope. Please hold.
Now Gurukul is going to ask.
These are...
Gurukul.
Oh.
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
How many can raise your hand, Gurukul, please?
All have come now.
Gurukul.
Hey, Didi, all have come?
Two left.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yes, I breathe. Let me go.
You are Gurukul also?
No. I'm lucky. I was out of the
Guru.
I just come to meet my guru right away.
So yes, Guru.
Okay,
Guru,
guru, I met Sadhu. And my goal followed to Gurudev until I left my body.
Good. Very good.
You can sit here.
I want to give them chance because
no.
They never see you. I see all time because
very
nice. Yeah. I have some
Don't feel cold.
I feel too much food.
England has Chandia to borrow.
What
John Ma England, and England has Chandia borrow. Now, yes, sir. Now, Guru Kuli can speak that question.
Let them come forward.
Yeah. Guru Kuli can come forward.
They've come now, the other two also?
No.
I think so, the door is...
I'll take.
The door is running. Yes,
school leaders have told you that if you will see Narayan Maharaj, don't return back.
Os líderes da ISKCON disseram que vocês não viessem vê-lo.
Não, se nós viéssemos, não dava um voltado.
Are you attending my classes?
Yeah.
Are you attending?
Sim.
There?
Yeah.
You should attend. ISKCON cannot give you as we are giving.
ISKCON não pode dar para vocês como nós estamos dando.
Poder que próxima liga se você vinda. उधर किसी प्रश्न आते
हैं नाउ यू कैन प्रश्न नाउ दे कैन आस्क क्वेश्चन
भगवान
समझते हैं
वो कर in many ways. But I would like to know what happened or what kind of attitude we have in the case of our parents not being favorable or even committing offenses unto your lotus feet. What kind of attitude do we have towards our fathers?
Parents, understand?
No.
She's telling that you are initiated?
Yes.
By Gurudev?
Yes.
She's your daughter, and her parents, they are not favorable. They are actually disrespectful to you. Is that correct?
Yes.
And she's asking what should be her attitude? How should she behave towards them? We are told from young age that we have to respect our parents. But in this situation, what is your advice?
You know, Prahlad Maharaj, how he was tolerant. His father even wanted to kill. Your father is not telling that I will kill you. So better to wait and tolerate something. But don't be derailed. Be very strong like Prahlad Maharaj. More than faith. You cannot be more, but yet.
But Prahlad Maharaj reject his father.
But what is Kone boys are Gurukuli want to tell?
What the Gurukuli, sir?
He is Gurukuli.
What the Gurukuli?
Can he translate?
Oh, Gurukuli.
Can he translate?
Yeah,
yeah. Hello?
Other side, no question.
Mas
a perguntou, no caso de nós sempre ouvimos que nossos pais, nós devemos respeitar os nossos pais, mas no caso de um deles nos indicar que nós não devemos o Gurudev, ou seja, ofensivo para o Gurudev, o que devemos fazer? O Gurudev respondeu o seguinte, respondeu que, assim como na história de Prahlad Maharaj, o pai de Prahlad Maharaj queria matar ele. Ele fez várias coisas para que ele não se associasse com ele. Mas mesmo assim ele foi tolerante. Né? E ele respeitou, foi perseverante. Mas nós temos que tomar cuidado para não sair do trilho.
Esperar,
porque isso pode mudar.
There's another question, please. Gurukul.
through this. We have many of us boys here and girls. We were raised and we were born in one place, this farm close to here. And we went to Gurukul there. We lived our childhood in that place. Today, the place is very disgraced. All people that live there, there are many, so many devotees, so many years living there, but they have no taste. They are so offensive to you. But inside our hearts, we all like very much that place. Every time we go back there, we feel like we're going back home. Is there any chance or is there anything we can do? And is it right to do anything to change that?
Understand?
To affect the community then.
Yes.
Prabhu is telling that the parents, all of them have been raised and born in one place, a farm, which is ISKCON property. They grew up there, they learned everything, and they feel so much at home there. But nowadays, all senior Vaishnavas, devotees who live there, are not favorable towards
you. And criticize you.
But they are very concerned. What they can do, is there anything they can do to improve that place? Will it improve? Because they feel so much because it is their home.
And they have to improve their attitude towards Gurudev.
There is no, the devotees who live there have no taste, only they are disrespectful towards bhakti and towards yourself.
Towards 3 books has been printed, published. My relation to my Shiksha Guru. My letters, the letters from Bhaktivedanta A.C. Swami Maharaj to me. And one more.
Lasting relation.
Yeah, one incident.
The lasting relationship and my Shiksha Guru and Priyabandhu.
Anyhow, you should try to read. Really, they have no respect for Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, like me. What can I glorify him? They cannot, they know nothing. Even they cannot tell any one of them the definition of bhakti. Can you tell? You are from so many years, can you tell what is bhakti? I know you don't know.
Who knows the definition of bhakti? Yeah.
E quando a gente volta lá, a gente vê que a gente está em casa. Só que hoje em dia, esse estar em casa não é mais estar em casa, porque tem muita gente que controla aquele lugar e não respeita a Gurudeva, não respeita a gente. E eu perguntei se existe alguma coisa que a gente pode fazer ou se isso vai mudar algum dia. E ele, aí, o senhor respondeu, ele tem 2 livros que ele escreveu, que um é mais Shiksha Guru, em Priyabandhu, e outro é The Rest, The Last.
And Prabhupada's letters to Gurudev.
Tem também as cartas que o Shagun Prabhupada escreveu para essa Gurudev. Mas a verdade é que a gente tem que ler isso e entender que, na verdade, essas pessoas elas não respeitam o Shagun
Prabhupada. Those who are against Gurudev, they understand Gurudev's relationship with Prabhupada, they may change by reading them.
E aqueles que são contra o Shagun Prabhupada, por ler esses livros, eles podem mudar e entender a relação entre o Shagun Prabhupada e o Shagun Prabhupada.
The letter he wrote by his own hand, part of the lesson.
Gurudev telling that, I know Gurudev telling that none of them know the definition of bhakti. Now Gurudev asking yourself, if any one of you knows what is the definition of bhakti?
I believe that none of them knows the definition of bhakti. Ele pergunta pra gente, algum de vocês sabe dizer qual é a
sua vida? If you want money, then be in school. And if you want bhakti, strictly you should come to me. I will give you.
Now answer.
One thing I more want to say, that about 1.5 months before, the chairman of ISKCON,
Anushtam Prabhu,
delegation of ISKCON,
delegation of ISKCON,
Rabindra Sarup, Bodhinarayan, Loknath Maharaj, Anuttam Prabhu, Gopal Krishna Maharaj.
That we have done so many things wrong. Please excuse me. We want the relation as before. I told that it is very, I want that in your process, in your birth, I should go and tell Hari Katha, and you should come to me, my classes, anywhere, and in my mud, and we should together be like that. You know that your Gurudev took sannyas
in Mathura
from Mahal. There, in Mathura Ji Kesav Gaudiya. I am witness. I have taught him, Swamiji, to wear cloth, how to use danda, and everything. I have relation with 1946. They are understanding.
Not all, the translate.
Not all, Guruji.
Yeah, the translate.
Ele perguntou pra gente, disse pra gente que se a gente quiser dinheiro, a gente tem que pode ir pra ele. Mas se a gente quiser bhakti de verdade, a gente tem que vir pra ele.
Não, eu também.
Aí ele falou também que é, mais ou menos um mês e meio atrás, a delegação de liderança daí foi até ele, entendeu? E é, veio pedir desculpas para ele. Várias vezes pedi desculpas que ele desculpasse as ofensas que eles cometeram. E que eles queriam que tudo voltasse a ser como era antes. O Gurudev falou que ele ficou muito feliz de ouvir isso. E que ele queria que realmente ele pudesse dar aulas nos templos dele. E que eles viessem assistir essas aulas. E que, na verdade, que ele voltasse, ele tomou sannyas em Keshavji Gaudiya Math. E foi o próprio Chagudeiro que ensinou ele a vestir a roupa, a segurar a dama e tudo mais.
You should know that all the sannyasis of ISKCON, almost 90%, they have gone in grihastha life. Even they became against of ISKCON. Then took lot of money, but my disciple, very rare, only one he is the person, and he is the dog of my sannyasi. Dog means?
Black sheep of sannyasi.
A black point, only one. But they are 99, more than 95.
But he is not against the bhakti, not against the devotee, not against the guru.
Even
he is in life.
I appreciate him that even he has somewhat gone down. But
he is in life.
Yet he is very strong in Siddhanta and following me always very strictly. But in ISKCON, Bhagavan Das, Brahmananda, also they left ISKCON forever. But he never.
And not that, not maintaining.
And very soon, I hope, very soon he will
come back.
Come.
Damn you.
Have you shame?
Any shame?
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame or shame? Shame, Jackie Singh. Now, Tansar Gupta Lene Vare. Now, Tansar.
No need.
No, no, what you have told as before.
It was to me, not to them.
Before. There are Gurukuli.
Yeah. Acabou de falar, né, que a maioria dos sannyasis da ISKCON, mais de 95%, eles caíram, né, viraram grihastas e até mesmo abandonaram a ISKCON para sempre. Ficaram até contra. E que, se vocês olharem, nenhum discípulo de Jesus Deus até hoje fez isso. Aí ele falou, ó, com exceção de Chifai, mas que mesmo assim, mesmo ele tendo abandonado a vida de sannyasi, ele continua forte em Siddhanta, ele é uma pessoa extremamente inspiradora, ele segue Gurudeva por todos os lugares que Gurudeva vai. Sempre pregando.
Now more have come. Here, all of you are Gurukuli.
Yeah, sim, sim. Deixa eu falar uma coisa, eu acho que... alguém que não é tipo de Gurudeva agora, acho que pode ser um momento legal para falar qualquer coisa que você quer perguntar. É o momento é agora, agora
o mesmo. Lá, a última
chamada. É, algumas meninas chegaram agora. Se tem uma dúvida que quer fazer, uma dúvida,
enfim. Deixa eu pensar. Deeply. That do they want money or pure bhakti? And if they want pure bhakti, they should attend my classes at any cost. Tell them.
Vou dizer para todos vocês, todos nós, que fazemos pensar com bastante seriedade de que nós queremos é dinheiro. Nós queremos dinheiro, nós podemos ir para isso. Mas se nós queremos bhakti pura, nós devemos ir às aulas dele a qualquer custo e custar.
Assim, a gente está indo com novos, tem tantas tentações no mundo externo. Como é que a gente pode ficar forte e resistir às tentações e realmente buscar o caminho de estudar?
I think
I'm here.
We are so young, no? And there are so many things in the world that pulls us. Maya is very strong. What is your advice so that we can keep strong and always proceed and develop in bhakti?
Maya is very strong, and they are very young. Always they feel how difficult it is to proceed in bhakti. What is your advice that they can overcome the influence of all the attraction in this world and be strong in bhakti?
If raining, a shower is going very
strong.
Strong. An umbrella, big umbrella, can protect you. Understand? So if he will go a pure Vaishnava state, very easily you can be protected by Maya. They understand, otherwise you should.
Então, a pergunta do Vajita aqui foi se... não, em português. Você não entendeu a pergunta? A resposta do seu Deus foi... é quando tem uma chuva torrencial, nesse momento, um grande guarda-chuva pode proteger a gente. Então, dessa mesma forma, a gente deve se aproximar de um Vaishnava puro, né, e se abrigar na sombra dos pés de lótus desse Vaishnava, e com certeza a gente vai ficar protegido demais.
Anything more?
Yeah. What happens if there is no association the place where you live?
If there is no strong and good association where we live, what will happen?
You will have not pure bhakti. You can chant Hari name, but what is Hari name? Very difficult to know and do.
Vai perguntou se não tem associação, né, de devotos puros, onde a gente mora, o que pode fazer? Ele falou, na verdade, se vocês não têm associação onde vocês moram, vocês nunca vão ter bhakti puro. Vai ser muito difícil que vocês entendam.
Você
pode cantar o santo nome sempre, você não vai conseguir entender, não vai conseguir realizar isso.
Mas o planeta todo está assim,
né? Agora.
What should one do if one is not in good association?
They should at once try to come in an umbrella of any powerful Vaishnava.
Da grande sombra que ele...
Guarda-chuva.
Da grande guarda-chuva que ele é.
One thing you should know, that my old sannyasi, Western sannyasi, and so many thousands of brahmachari are from ISKCON, living there 20 years, 25 years, 10 years, 5 years. All have joined. Hearing my classes, they were so much attracted that came to me.
Gurudev disse que vocês devem saber que muitos de meus sannyasis ocidentais, milhares de brahmacharis que me seguem, eles eram da ISKCON, eles moravam 25, 10, 15, 5 anos na ISKCON e foram atraídos por Shri Gurudev. Eles se juntaram a Shri Gurudev por ouvir o seu catástrofe. Gurudev roubou o coração deles.
Gurudev, yesterday I had a dream and your Gurudev were in that dream. And in that dream I was very, very scared.
You are also Gurukuli?
I was very, very scared. And I woke up with that scared feeling in my heart today. And I wanted to ask if being scared is a normal thing.
Prabhu was telling that last night he had a dream and you were in the dream and there he was very scared and afraid and he woke up like that and he is asking, is it normal to be afraid and scared for you?
I could not understand.
Huh?
Again.
Okay, he's telling that
I came in his dream.
Yes.
And what became?
He became very much scared.
Scared me?
Not of you. He did not become afraid of you, but in the dream he did become afraid.
I was very scared because all of my close friends, intimate friends, and people that I really, really care about, and they are important in my life. Most of them are in ISKCON.
Right.
And I'm afraid that once I accept
right. The
road to lead, I would be very discriminated.
Okay. Prabhu is telling that his friends and his close relationships, they are all in ISKCON. And he is afraid that when he will take shelter at your lotus feet, that they will no longer be favorable towards him, and they will discriminate.
On your childhood, and after more grown up, have you not any deep connection with your father, mother, sister, and relatives?
Yes.
And now how more relation came in ISKCON leaders? Understand?
Again, you can give up for better and come to me.
A big family.
Everyone wants success in his life. And most successful thing is pure bhakti. If you want to want bhakti, especially pure bhakti, you know pure bhakti definition? I know that you can. Anna bhilashita sunyam. Jnana karma adi anarpitam. Anukullene krishna anusilyanam. Can you bravely come to my class? Can you come in evening class? You all?
They are coming. Every day they are coming.
So you should come to my class. Today also, we will define what is pure bhakti. There should be no annabhilasya. Means, no?
Other desire.
In brief, you should tell.
Complete verse.
Very brief, very brief.
Meaning very brief.
In class, you will have to.
Chalun, jal khawar e bare.
Srila Guru Devi is saying that it's important to understand the definition of pure bhakti, the verse Anyabhilashita Shunyam. So, in brief, the meaning of this verse is that the continuous, unbroken cultivation of all activities of the body, mind, and words, and of spiritual feelings, which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which are completely free from all other desires, and not covered by karma, fruitive activities, jnana, knowledge to get liberation, and yoga and other things. If it is free from all of that, then that continuous cultivation of all activities of the body, mind, and words, and of feelings is called Uttama Bhakti or Transcendental Bhakti. In more detail, Gurudev will explain this evening.
ISKCON leaders, Devanna Philasita, almost all they want money and also bhakti. But how you can, it may be bhakti, but adhama bhakti. Adhama means
not uttama, adhama.
Lowest class.
And I request you all, then don't lose your time and try to achieve pure bhakti. Thank you.
Give.
Because I'm thinking go to a school for learning to paint. And she said it's better ask you if I have to or not.
She wants to go to any school. She wants to learn how to be artist. And Shamarani told her to ask your permission if that is good
yes,
or not.
You can learn from her.
Madhu Prabhu.
Ready?
Yeah, my favorite mine.
Ik heb het niet gezien, dan heb ik geen ontbijt.